Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, January 18th, 2007. These headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can read more on these stories at gatewayva.com. Attorney General Bob McDonnell wants Virginia State Police to have the authority to detain illegal immigrants. McDonnell is asking Governor Kaine to allow the state to participate in a federal program to allow troopers to carry out duties usually assigned to the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. But a spokesman for the governor says such a change in mission would not be an appropriate use of state resources. The Daily Progress reports Charlottesville area police officials are opposed to the idea. Lynchburg's top prosecutor will not seek charges against two police officers who attempted to arrest Clarence Lightfoot Beard last September. Beard died in the confrontation. Michael Duchette's report says the officers followed police procedure, but he says there could be room for Beard's family to push for civil action. The report did reveal that the two officers both had less than 2 years in the force. Civil rights activists continue to insist the officers used excessive force to subdue Beard. Two internal police investigations will be complete in a few weeks. More students are attending Virginia's community colleges than ever before. Just under 160,000 people are enrolled in the system, a new record, and an increase of 4% over last year. 47% of all entering college freshmen begin their careers at a community college. System officials say their popularity is related to guaranteed transfer agreements between the schools and the rest of Virginia's higher education network. Many property owners in the Battery Park section of Richmond say they're running out of time for the city to purchase their condemned properties. That's according to a report in today's Richmond Times Dispatch by Michael Martz. Continued flooding has overpowered sewer systems in the area, rendering some blocks inhabitable. City Council is so far disagreeing on how to pay for Mayor Doug Wilder's plan to buy properties in the area for $5.1 million. And finally, the town of Culpeper and the surrounding county are close to an agreement on a joint water and sewer system. Allison Brophy Champion reports in the Star Exponent that officials with the two jurisdictions held a joint meeting last night to discuss the option. In exchange for joining the county system, the town wants to expand its boundaries by 3,000 acres to include a commercial area in town. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for January 18th, 2007. You can find out more on these stories at gatewayva.com. These headlines are produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.